This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our taglines, we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and you reduce your risk. So again, Happy New Year to you. I said that last week. Let me give you some contact information. I'm going to tell you what we're going to talk about. Our toll-free number, if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation with Legacy Financial Strategy or start bringing your taxes in for Innovation Tax Service, I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or you can go to our website where it has all our contact information, and our website is leave, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees between my daughter and myself from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania collectively for over 70 years. That's right, folks, 70 years. My daughter's a certified estate planner. I'm a master certified estate planner. She also, my daughter used to work for the Social Security office over 20 years. In fact, she's been in this business 21 years. She also worked for the Mercer County Area on Aging on social worker. She was director of admissions at a nursing home down in North Carolina, Fayetteville, many years ago. She worked for the Census Bureau, not doing census in Washington, D.C., but doing these big surveys on long-term care. So that's the one thing, if you haven't solved or have a strategy in place, it could really, really wipe out your nest egg. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisor Group, the Innovation Tax Service? Well, I'm going to tell you. We show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness, both on a pre-crisis basis and a crisis. It's better to do planning in advance. A lot of people don't like to talk about it. They think you got to buy some type of long-term care insurance policy that most companies are getting out of the business, and it's pretty pricey, and the rates are going up, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Well, that's certainly a strategy. That's certainly, I don't own something like that, and I'm not going to say someone who owns that should get rid of it, but there are other strategies that you can use. For example, do you have money in a money market account, a savings account, checking account, a non-qualified mutual fund, a CD, where you could transfer this money over to an asset-based long-term care strategy where they would give you, some cases, up to three times that amount. So if you had $100,000, now you have $300,000 that you could use for in-home care, assisting living care, or nursing home care. And if you don't use it, you don't lose it. It's going to earn interest. And some of them even have a death benefit, an estate bucket. So I just give you one. There's all types of strategy without buying long-term care. So you might be surprised of some strategies. And some, guess what? If you need the 100% back, you can get all your money back, return a premium. So that's the one thing you really should look at on doing planning, unless you've got a lot of money and you're going to self-pay. But even then, usually wealthy people like to use other people's money. So if you got a lazy asset, why not leverage it? So If you're interested in that, learn more about it, give us a call. And I'll repeat this several times throughout the show. Our toll-free number, and set up a 5 or 10, 15-minute phone call. Our toll-free number again is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. We also do tax planning and tax preparation. I know you don't want to think about that, but we're holding our prices the same as it was last year. Our tax preparation and includes tax planning is $150. Now you say, well, what does that include? That includes your state, your federal, long form or short form. Schedule A, if you haven't itemized, many people don't. In fact, most people that we come across don't. Some people do, but most don't. So that includes Schedule A, Schedule B, interest and dividends. That even includes Schedule D. What in the world is Schedule D? Well, if you buy and sell stocks, the first 10, that's included in that price. There are those firms out there, they charge you if you got so many W-2s, so many 1099s. We don't do any of that stuff. It's all included in that price. But stocks, we do limit to 10. If you got more than 10, call, you know, for a price. But, you know, it's very reasonable. But, you know, many people, tax firms, if you got so many 1099s, W-2, they charge extra. We do not charge extra for that. We also have Schedule E. What's a Schedule E? If you have oil and gas or rental, one of those, one, is included at $150. So state and federal. Now, if you have a local return, you're still working, that's $10 more. If you have a Schedule C, it could be anywhere from $25 to $35, depending on the complexity. If you have an S corporation, I can assure you, or an LLC, that's all way, way less than other firms. But here's the important thing. We do tax planning. The tax planning, in some cases, not in all cases, but a lot of cases, we can save you money that more than pays for your return. And it's ongoing tax savings every year. So we do tax preparation, tax planning. If you're working for a broker, I say the majority of them aren't allowed to give tax advice. They don't have a tax practice. Not that I'm knocking them for that. That's not what they do. All right. So we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness, Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and crisis. But there's Veterans Aid and Attendance Program. So if you have a crisis situation, don't think you can't do anything. You can. We also work with attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania regarding wills, trusts, power of attorneys, etc. That's called estate planning. So we do estate and retirement planning. And then you name the investments or the savings vehicle. I can't say we have everything, but we have most things that are out there. And I like to describe it by way of via colors of money compared to a traffic light. So yellow money, think people means cautious, but in our world, yellow money refers to emergency money. That would be checking, savings, money market, credit union. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year. The advantages is relatively liquid and relatively safe. The disadvantages, it doesn't earn a lot, and you may have to pay tax on it if you're earning some money. And then you got red money. That's the other side of a traffic light. Red means what? That has to do with risk. What kind of risk? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities. You have variable, not all annuities, variable annuities, gold, silver, commodities, stock options, anything that has risk. Now, the advantage of those, and we have a division of our company that offers, you know, securities, the advantage is you get upside. So you get upside potential. The disadvantage is downside. So everything has pros and cons. And you get green money is money that would be like long-term CDs. What else? Savings bonds, fixed annuities, or enhanced index annuities. Green money. Now, I won't talk about some of the other ones, but I will talk about the enhanced index annuities. And there's many companies that offer them. They all have their pros and cons. There's about 300 managed index, like BlackRock, Janus, a bunch of them. Now, folks, just like stocks and bonds and mutual funds, there's dogs, there's some stocks that are absolutely horrible. When the market's been going up, some of them done actually horrible. And there's some mutual funds that aren't good. Well, the same with enhanced index annuities. Guess what? There's some that are dogs out there. Well, we have list of the top ones that have actually performed. Now, here's the advantage of those. You get upside potential with no downside risk. What's the gotcha in it? Well, they're usually a 7-10 year, sometimes 5 year term, which means what? Your money's locked up? No. You have liquidity, but not as much maybe as the market. Although if you happen to sell when the market is down, then you have actually taken money out of a losing fund. But usually they allow you pretty good liquidity. Most of them allow 10%. You can take more than that, but you'll pay a surrender charge. And some of them, you don't have as much upside. And you're not going to get an unlimited upside like you would on a stock, bond, or mutual fund. So they have maybe have some caps. Depends on if they have different participations on it. But some of them, by the way, have had pretty attractive returns over 7-10 years. And there's some that are dogs. So everything has pros and have cons. Now, the floor is zero. So everything, we don't push one or the other, by the way. It depends on what? The individual. If you have a size 9 shoe, why do I want to give you a 12 or size 4? That's not a good fit. So if you come to see us, the first thing we do is we have a discovery meeting, either on the phone or by way of a webinar. Second meeting, we do the retirement roadmap either in person or we can do a webinar with it. And then the third meeting, we start doing offering solutions and so forth. So if you'd like to learn more about what we do and how we operate and see some of those strategies I talked about, give us a call toll free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. When we come back, we're going to talk about some new stimulus law grants, 8 tax breaks for 1040 filers. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you get a chance to write down that phone number, let me give it to you again. If you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call, complimentary consultation, or you can come in person. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. You can go to our website at leave, L-E-A-V-E, like in victory, E, the letter A, legacy.com. And while you're there, by the way, there's lots of educational material. In fact, there's some on-demand seminars. One's on Social Security. You should treat that like an asset class. One is on Are You Ready to Retire? One is, how would you like to have a paycheck for life, by the way? As I've been talking for the last several weeks, besides Social Security, most people should have another asset class that's a predictable, steady stream of income that's there for you that gives you peace of mind. Now, if you want to invest in other money, I call on red money or other ones, we have a division of our company can help you with that as well. But you had to have at least a portion of it in a guaranteed paycheck. So check out that Are You Ready to Retire? Social Security, Guaranteed Income, which I call Paycheck for Life, but it says Guaranteed Income. One is on estate planning, one's on how to have a tax-free retirement, and women and wealth. So again, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. So we're going to talk about the new stimulus law grants, 8 tax breaks for 1040 filers. And then we're going to talk either on Social Security or maybe a little bit about the economy And then our last segment, we're going to talk a little about what's going on in our country. So anyways, number one, enlarge universal charitable contribution tax deduction. What do I mean by that? Well, ordinarily, charitable contributions are deductible only if you itemize your personal deductions on, remember I talked earlier about Schedule A, and most people don't itemize because depending on how much, if you're at what age you are, it could be anywhere close to $25,000 under the current ones, up to almost $28,000, that ballpark, before you can itemize. So it's pretty difficult. However, in the past, about 30% of taxpayers itemized. Today, 10% itemized because the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act roughly doubled the standard deduction. Thus, today, the vast majority of individual taxpayers don't get tax benefits from charitable contributions. The Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, called the CARES Act, attempted to ameliorate, you like that word? By the way, I used that word when I had my undergraduate degrees at Youngstown State University. I wanted to impress upon my professor, so I said the word ameliorate. And he says, remember his name was Dr. Graff. He says, you're pronouncing it wrong. And guess what, folks? He was right. It's ameliorate. It means to improve. Act attempted to ameliorate, improve this state of affairs, and thereby help struggling charities that rely on donations. It added a new $300 universal above-the-line charitable deduction for cash contributions by non-itemized to tax-qualified charities during 2020. Unfortunately, this deduction came with a marriage penalty. It was the same for single and joint filers. The taxpayers certainly, in Disaster Tax Relief Act of 2020, extends this deduction, this is what I'm talking about, extends it to 2021, and eliminates the marriage penalty. That's the good news. The decision is $600. So without itemizing, you take $600 for married non-itemizers who file jointly, but only for 2021. So when you come in and bring your taxes, or you just want to call and learn more about that, give us a call. Interestingly, folks, the new law also adds a special 50% penalty for taxpayers who cheat by taking this deduction without actually making the cash contribution they claim on the return. They shouldn't even have to add that in, but I suppose there's people out there that probably do that, so that's what they had it in. Number two, I said there's eight. Number two, extension of CARES Act, elimination of AGI. What's that stand for? Adjusted gross income limited on charitable contributions. Under regular tax rules, the amount of charitable cash contribution taxpayers can deduct on Schedule A as an itemized deduction is limited to 60%. You know, on cash, it used to be 50%. 60% of the taxpayer AGI. The CARES Act increases deduction, you ready for this, to 100% of AGI for cash deductions to qualified charities, not including donor-advised funds. But this increase was only for 2020. The Taxpayer Certainty and Disaster Tax Relief Act of 2020 extends this 100% of AGI charitable deduction to 2021. So it's really a good tax plan strategy to donate an amount equal to 100% of your AGI. That's if you have quite a bit of money. But anyways, for those who make a lot more money, they may be interested in that. By the way, speaking of, if you make a lot more money, we have a website that you might want to check out called Tax or EliteTaxReduction.com. EliteTaxReduction.com. And for people who have money, I'm connected with a lot of top tax attorneys and CPAs throughout the country. And guess what, folks? They don't charge unless they save you money. And they will tell you how much they have, and they're not doing Willie Nelson strategies. But check that out, EliteTaxReduction.com. Now, our other website for taxes is InnovationTaxService.com. Number three, lengthen payroll tax deferral repayment period. Back in August, President Trump signed an executive order allowing employers to defer withholding the employee portion of Social Security tax due for September through December 2020. The tax deferred amount would then be withheld from the employee's pay during January through April 2021. Now, here was the idea behind this. I didn't do this, but some businesses did. The idea was to increase employee take-home pay during these months. The employee Social Security payroll tax is how much? 6.2, and Medicare is 1.45. So if you add those two together, it's 7.3, and then the employer has to match. And I was up to $137,700 in wages. Of course, it's like $141 now. But anyway, compliance with the order was purely voluntary. That's why I didn't do it. And few private employers took advantage of the deferral, but the tax deferral was made mandatory for most federal and military employees. Now, the COVID-related Tax Relief Act of 2020 allows employees who had their Social Security taxes deferred to pay them back by December 31st, 2021, instead of April 30. Payments are to be made ratably during these months. This will give these employees a bit more home, you know, take-home pay during January through April, but a bit less for the remainder of the year. We opted not to do that strategy. Some of you may have. And number four, 7.5%. That's if you itemized. In some cases, it was 10% if you're under 65. 7.5% of AGI, adjusted gross income. You can look on your 1040. It'll say AGI for medical expenses made permanent. This was made permanent. Medical expenses are deductible as a personal itemized deduction only, and to the extent they exceed a percentage of the taxpayer AGI. For several years, this AGI floor has fluctuated between 10%, which I mentioned earlier, and 7.5% of AGI. The rate is 7.5% of AGI for 2020. So you look at what is it's on there. So if you had $50,000, multiply 7.5, move the carrier two places to the left, so 0.075 times 50,000, that's approximately $4,000, $3,750. I'm just doing it in my head. That means if you had medical expenses that were under that, you can't claim. It's like a big deductible. But anything over that, you can deduct it. However, you might fall in that trap. You still don't have enough to get over that $25,000 or $28,000 threshold. Sound confusing? Again, give us a call. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So the taxpayer's certainty and disaster tax relief of 2020 makes the 7.5% of AGI floor permanent. It makes it a bit easier. So, again, you want to do some tax preparation, we do that. Tax planning, that's included with that. Give us a call to learn more about it. Set up a 5, 10, 15-minute consultation. People are turning their tax returns in now. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. When we come back, I don't know if we'll have time to go through these other eight. I'll probably hold that for next week. We'll come back, talk about some Social Security questions and the economy. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write that toll-free number down, if you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute phone consultation, complimentary, or come in for a meeting, Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Just call Legacy Financial Strategy, toll-free at 800-264-4963, or go to our website, leaveALegacy.com. That's L-E-A-V, like in victory, E, leave, A, like your leave, A, like Apple, Legacy, LEGACY.com. David at leave, well, that's my email. You can email me too, David at leavealegacy.com. But the website is leavealegacy.com. Or if you're driving, you can't remember that when you get back to your computer, just Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial will take you to an area. Or use better yet, DuckDuckGo, by the way. DuckDuckGo, which is a replacement for Google. And just type in Legacy Financial. Then you'll see leavealegacy.com. Just go to our website. It has all our contact information. So Social Security is one thing that we specialize in. Like I said, my daughter, over 20 years ago, used to work for the Social Security office. So we got a variety of different questions. We're going to try to, from time to time, ask questions that people will write into various firms, and we've got the answer by specialists who can answer these questions. So I'm just reading them, and I'm giving you the answer to these questions. But if you got some, give us a call. We should probably answer most of them, but if we can't, we'll get the answer definitely for you. So here's one of the questions the person wrote in. Said, I recently was engaged with a client who's divorced 10 years after 35 years of marriage. Isn't that sad? 35 years of marriage. He's a max wage earner and currently 65. Birthday, January 1955. She was a lower wage earner with a PIA. What's PIA stand for? Primary insurance amount of $700 and is currently 67. Her date of birth is April 1953. She contacted the Social Security Administration and was told she could not claim spousal benefits because her ex-spouse was still working, but that she could file for her own benefit now, $773 instead of the $700. He says, my understanding is she is eligible for spousal benefits as long as they are both age 62. Is that the case? Since she is 67 in 4 months, would she be able to collect spousal benefits off her ex-spouse PIA, primary insurance amount, 6 months in arrears? Finally, she asked the question, supposing her ex-spouse doesn't file for his own benefit until age 70, should he pass prior to her, would her spousal benefit based on her ex-spouse's PIA increase to a higher survival benefit reflecting his own deferred credits? Thanks for helping me sort this out, correct potential information. So if you have a question like that, you might want to give us a call. So here's the answer. Just thanks for the question. It's one I haven't encountered before out of more than 17,000 questions and answers on this site. If your client were still married to her ex, what the Social Security Administration worker told her would have been true. However, because he is under the FRA, which is full retirement age, what is that? Could be 66 in 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, 8 months, or 67. That's FRA, full retirement age, and works both his benefit. He would need to apply for his own benefit to entitle her to a spousal benefit, and her benefit would be subject to the earnings test. But since they have been divorced for more than 2 years, it's not necessary for him to apply for his benefit in order for her to receive a divorce spouse benefit. Furthermore, his earnings will not trigger the earnings test for her. Because she's over the full retirement age, she could get a combination of her own benefit plus an add-on that will bring the total benefit up to 50% of his primary insurance amount. Retroactive benefits can be paid back to her full retirement age. If he delays the 70 and dies, her survivor benefit would be the amount of his benefit at the time of death, including delayed credits, because you get that 8% simple interest. So I could spend we have a lot more questions on Social Security, but we'll try to get one or two or three or whatever of those questions every single week. So again, that's an asset class. When you do the comprehensive plan, is the person you're working with, have they talked to you about money that could be falling to the crayons? They have a plan that can show you exactly, predictable, in writing, a plan that shows that you and your spouse, or if you're single, enough money to your date of death. They have a plan set up for that. Is it a written plan? If not, you want to learn more about how we do business, give us a call toll-free at Legacy Financial Strategy at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or visit our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. So where's this market? I'm doing this Thursday, real late on Thursday. You're listening on Saturday. Where is it heading? Well, let's talk about bubbles. I've talked about people think we're in a huge bubble, from Harry Dent to all kinds of people. Then I've got people that think it's going to continue, or there might be a slight pullback. Will happen like it did in March in a V-shaped recovery, or it will be like, remember 2007? Remember that in November? And then it tanked all the way to March of 2009. Many people didn't recapture that for several years later that. Now, if you're young and you can buy and hold on to that, maybe that's okay. But a lot of people who are near retirement might need that income or want more peace of mind. So they might want to take a piece of that money and convert it to one of those green money strategies I talked about earlier, where they can't lose. They don't have to worry about recapture. They can reset. So the money tanked, their money's floor is still zero. And then if it starts to go back up, they can recapture that without clawing back. And that's what happens. People that lose it, then they have to claw back. Now, if everything worked like it did in March, a V-shape, everything would be great, but you can't predict that. But anyway, let's talk about some of the biggest stock market bubbles in history. This is written by Nicholas Vardy, V-A-R-D-Y. He said the year was 1998. He said, I was managing several emerging market mutual funds in London. My focus was on the newly emerging markets of Eastern Europe and Russia. The world was at the tail end of a go-go era in emerging markets. You might remember that. I watched friends make millions of dollars by betting big on the Russian stock market. The world was clamoring to buy Russian assets, whether stocks or bonds. Russian natural gas, as Gazprom, was racing Cisco to become the first trillion-dollar company on the planet. Then everything changed on August 13th. The day Russian defaulted on its debt, major hedge fund long-term capital management made a massive leverage bet on Russia. The fund had two Nobel Prize winners among its partners. But that didn't prevent it from bringing the entire global financial system to the brink of collapse. Investors fled Moscow in droves, vowing never to come back. He said, I recall a quote from the front page of the Financial Times from one anonymous fund manager, I would rather eat nuclear waste, he said, than invest in Russia. How about that? What does this story have to do with the U.S. stock market in 2020 and 2021? A lot more than you think, he says. Let me explain about financial bubbles. He says, today, when I look at the financial market bubbles, I recall Yogi Berra's observation. It's deja vu all over again. Financial bubbles occur with remarkable regularity. Whether it's tulip bulbs in Holland in 1637, shares in the South Sea Company in 1720, or the dot-com boom of the late 1990s. He said financial bubbles are remarkably similar. First, all are driven by a compelling story. Today, the story is disruptive technology. He said in 2020, any stock with exposure to the cloud, digital payments, electric vehicles, or stay-at-home economy has soared. Valuations, which I've talked about in the past, have become unethered from traditional measures. He said, second, the story always ends the same way. Only the names and places change. The bubble inevitably bursts. Paper fortunes go up in smoke. Today's heroes become tomorrow's zeros. So is it time to come in and get a second opinion and put a plan to see if you're on the right path to do a suitability and a capacity risk score and do a retirement roadmap? If you'd like to learn more about what we do to put a plan in place, give us a call toll-free and set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute phone call, or you come in for a complimentary consultation. Our toll-free number again is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or visit us at our website called leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategy Radio Network. Please listen to this important message. We'll come back and talk a little politics.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write those toll-free numbers down again, the toll-free number, if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone consultation or come in person, complimentary consultation. And by the way, we're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Harmonies, Pennsylvania, in a development called Linden Point. And you can find that information by visiting our website at leavealegacy.com. It has a map there, picture of the building, et cetera. Or you can call. The toll-free number is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. So we're going to talk a little politics. Some people like when I talk about it. Other ones said you should leave that off. But politics affects your money. When people come to see us, by the way, just so you know, we have ulterior motives. Most people come to talk to us about money. But you know what? Let me tell you the ulterior motives. Number one, we're concerned about where you're going to spend eternity. Because a man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27, then comes a judgment. So it's not like taking a vacation. You say it won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. So when you come in our lobby, you'll see some Gideon Bibles and so forth. Now, we don't jump right on you right away. We work into it slowly. So that's the most, no, seriously, that is the most important decision. If you don't know where you're spending eternity, all the rest is vanity. Two is your health. What good is having wealth without your health? Now, we're a little bit of hypocritical when it comes to health. When I say that, when you come to our lobby, we used to have bananas and apples, but we don't have that anymore. We have now candy. So my wife, I think she's trying to kill you because they wouldn't eat them. And if that jar is empty, people get mad. But anyways, the three and the third is money. So money, health, and where are you going to spend our eternity? That's a three-pronged approach that we have. So let me tell you what's in the news. And there might be a flicker, a small flicker of light on positive news. And you'll see where I'm going with this. PBS, Public Broadcasting System, staff attorney, here's what he said. Government should take away children of Trump voters. Now, there are 74, 75 million people, including myself, that voted for them. Take away their children, that means probably grandchildren, although the article doesn't talk about that, and put them, you ready for this, in re-education camps. Well, we kind of do the same thing, folks. God loves everybody, and he wants all ALL to come to repentance. And San Diego and Harvard did a study what causes liberalism, apparently like this staff attorney. It's emotional gene, and I probably will talk more about that next week. I've talked about it many times over the past years. So what we've done, because God loves everybody, we have three special rooms. We have a safe room where we have hot cocoa, coloring books, and crayons. And then if that doesn't work, Karen, who's part German and part Italian, I don't do it. She's a professional. We have a waterboarding room. And then the third room we have is COVID-21. I'm being sarcastic. Now, we don't have those three rooms. But nevertheless, remember, God wants all, even though most people won't, because Matthew 7 says the gate, if you listen to my radio show on Sunday morning from 8:30 to 9:30, the song says the narrow road. That's from Matthew 7. God stands at the door. He knocks, but most people don't hear, mainly because of pride, like this staff attorney, in ignorance. Pride and ignorance. But he wants all, but you have to open that door through repentance, ask for forgiveness, and accept Jesus Christ as the God. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. But the good news is, PBS, of all TV companies, fired a guy. Now, who would figure that PBS would actually fire this staff attorney for saying something like that? Again, if you're just tuning in, a PBS staff attorney said government should take away children of Trump voters and put them in re-education camp. Now he's out of a job. Other in the news, politics, Twitter, Facebook, you ready for this? See, they have a lot of pride and arrogance. See, the first step for salvation, for forgiveness, because most people think they're pretty good. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. Compared to a righteous, holy God, we're filthy rags. All have sinned and fallen short compared to a righteous, holy God. See, once you repent and accept Jesus Christ as the God, you have an old nature, and I still have my old, rotten nature. Yes, my nature is rotten to the core compared to a righteous, holy God. If you think about it, your nature is too, but your Holy Spirit nature is perfect. But these two gentlemen from Twitter and Facebook lost $51 billion combined market value a race since the Trump bad. Let me repeat that again. That's hard to wrap your head around. At least mine does. Social media giants Facebook and Twitter have collectively seen $51.2 million in combined market value wiped out over the last two trading sessions since they banned President Donald Trump from their platforms following the U.S. Capitol breach. Unbelievable. Now, the report. You can see how the demon rats, and by the way, the swamp rats, there's the swamp rats like Pat Toomey, and I tweeted, I'm on a Twitter thing, I'm in a process, I don't use tweet, but I'm going to delete the account shortly. But anyways, I posted on his site that Pat Toomey, he probably didn't even read it, you better hope his name doesn't appear on Nancy Pelosi's laptop. We'll just let it go with that. Well, here's a report, and this came from the FBI, who gave it to several newspapers, and also the Sergeant of Arms told Nancy Pelosi, and also the other, she's a demon rat, then you got Mitch McConnell, who's a swamp rat, told them there could be trouble. They had good indication. The FBI reverses what it told America, confirms agency new people were coming to Capitol, ready to fight and cause trouble. Well, there was a variety of people. If you listen to Donald Trump's speech, he said peacefully. There was people who actually left it beforehand. There was people that opened the door. There was BLM. There was Antifa. There was probably some extreme right-wingers. There was a variety of people. But if you figure somewhere between 500,000 to a million people that were there, it's a small percentage. But one is too many. But the point is, the FBI had a report. It says a new report claims that the FBI Bureau of Investigation knew one day prior that extremists were planning to infiltrate the January 6th protests. Now, by the way, people say, well, you're not in the Capitol. If someone opens the door, if you remember during the cabinet hearings, they had people getting in the elevator with the senators, getting in their face. So a lot of people roamed the halls. Other parts of the thing, they were breaking down the doors. So some areas they were letting them open, some they weren't. But it was a few. But here's the question. Why, since they were notified, Mitch McConnell, Nancy, and the rest of them, why didn't they have enough? That's a question that's probably being investigated now. According to the Washington Post, a report from the FBI office in Norfolk, Virginia, contradicts claims that there had been no warnings of violence that seemed to take Capitol Police by surprise. The FBI warning was reportedly contained in an internal document that was issued out the day before the Capitol incursion. As of January 5th, 2021, the FBI Norfolk received information indicating calls for violence in response to unlawful lockdowns to begin on January 6, 2021 in Washington, D.C., the document allegedly said. According to the Post, the internal memo reported an online thread that discussed violence at the Capitol. So here's the question, folks. What do you think is going on? No one condones violence of any sort. You know, they've had how many rallies throughout the years Donald Trump's had, and you don't have that, what's going on. So something, there's a big disconnect what's going on. That should definitely, no one condones that. But now, one of the senators, I can't think of his name, I think it's maybe Durbin, I could be wrong on who's proposing it, that he's saying any rallies anymore, they're going to pass a resolution that if you have a rally of that magnitude, that type right there, it's going to be considered domestic, you hear this, domestic violence. So right away in advance, any rally of that size, a political rally, they're going to try to make a resolution banning anybody from having freedom of speech. I talked in the past, folks, how do you cook a frog? A live frog, that is. Not that you would do that. You don't turn the water up all at one time. The frog will jump out. You turn up very slowly. Well, get ready. We're going to get a lot of free stuff over the next several months. That's the way communism, socialism work. A lot of free stuff. You're going to feel nice and warm. You're going to feel pretty good. And that's how it works. And communism always collapses. I don't know if we're in the end times. Matthew 24 talks about at the door. The Bible, according to Wycliffe, in 2023, they'll be able to have it in all the languages. The temple, and it's got to be built yet. So I don't know the day or hour, but I can just tell you it's near. God is in charge. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Who do you say he is? Is he the God? Or he's a lunatic or a liar? Stop and think about this, folks. We're all going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? Tune into my show called One Way Radio Network on WPIC 790 AM from 8:30 AM to 9 AM. I'll talk more about that. So God is in control. He's in charge. And I'm looking for an opportunity for more people to witness to. More people to come to the kingdom. He wants all to come to repentance. Who should ever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and to support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge, please call toll free. free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called The Evaluator.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Are you disappointed by the results of buy and hold, or we like to say buy and hope, and you hope things work out eventually? Does your portfolio have a circuit breaker to protect you for another drop? Hi, my name is David Gallner with Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information must know fact you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that is your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com. Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing factor, a piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That would make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.